Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you've coached in NCAA tournament games. You've coached against, you know, opponents where there's 10-plus thousand fans in the stands all yelling at you. How do those games against Minnesota State compare to that kind of atmosphere?
Oh, they're awesome. And they're awesome. And I think the Thursday-Saturday games this past week were almost mirror images of the Friday-Saturday games last year in the end of the regular season in Bemidji. We've had four great games against those guys over the course of the last 2 years, and it's a rivalry game. And I think the rivalry itself probably creates that.
You played in, like you said, so many tight games. You got to have finishers to win those kind of games. What are some of the characteristics that make a good finisher in your mind?
Well, I think there's a few things. Number one is you have to do things really fast. You have to have good hockey sense. You've got to put yourself in the right spots, and you got to be a competitor. I mean, all those things probably rolled into one. I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into it. You just can't show up and say, I'm going to do something. You got to have all those attributes, especially come crunch time.
Matt Reed obviously comes to mind there with those characteristics. Who are some of the other guys that you've had over the years that are really good in that kind of a situation?
Well, there's probably quite a few guys. And, obviously guys who stand out are Cookie and, you know, and Andrew Murray stand out. You know, a guy like Marty Goulet was really clutch. And I just hate that Luke Erickson was clutch back in the day. And, Adam Brady was really clutch. Brendan Harms was. Brendan Harms is, you know, what played the game the right way. And there's more, Schultz. It's a tough question because I hate to, you know, to miss quite a few people. And, of course, on our team, you know, you got Somoza and Owen Sillinger really stand out right there. That those guys are, they've just got ice water in their veins.
Lucas Sillinger's speed certainly made that play in overtime on Saturday night. How does speed really impact in a 3-on-3 situation?
Well, I think what it does, it backs you off. And they had a poor gap to start with, and Lucas had great speed coming in. And then as he was coming in, he had the ability to make that read. And I thought he just made a heck of a play, getting it on his forehand and really finding Ross right there. And then Ross obviously getting a step on the defenseman. It just kind of – it all played out pretty good. And, looking back at it, they probably should have gapped up on Lucas earlier, and they didn't. And once they, if you don't gap up, I mean, you're giving a guy you're giving him a head of steam coming into the zone. And, Lucas is a guy that can make plays, and he's really creative.
Yesterday during your press conference, I asked you a question about getting better every day, and I don't think I asked the question very well, so I'm going to take a mulligan on this question. To me, yes, it's the goal. You want to get better every day. You're going to have some better days. You're going to have some bad days. That's part of sports. But fans, media, we can just look at scores and say that first game against Minnesota State, he got beat 5-0. Every game since then, you know, has certainly been a lot better. Those are some of the things that we can look at to grade improvement. As a coach, what do you look at to say, hey, my team's getting better?
Yeah, I just look at effort, execution. You know, those are probably the type of things you look at. You know, at the ability of playing in big games, winning in big games, being good in big games, trying to put forth a consistent effort, physically, you know, mentally, tactically, all those types of things.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to Lake State. They are 7-1 on the road this year with three straight wins over BG and Tech. That body of work catches my attention. Does it catch yours?
Yeah, it does. I didn't say anything to the guys either. I don't think they know, but I didn't bring it up to the guys. But obviously duly noted for Tom Ceratori right there.
They got a ton of experience. Experience can show itself in a lot of different ways. Where does their experience jump off the film at you?
Well, probably their back line, and their back line number one, and number two, their size. Like they got some big guys, boy, including the guy in nets too. But they got good size, and they've got an old defensive core.
They've got 9 players with 10 points or more this season. How does that kind of depth stress a defense?
Well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, I noticed that as well too, and it just bottom line is it's hard to match. You know, you can match the best you can, but they've also got good. They've obviously got good secondary scoring.
Fans have been doing math all week in regards to the standings, and I have. I'm sure your players have as well. Is that something you embrace? Is that something you don't talk about? Or you just know that, hey, the guys aren't dumb. They can look at the standings and figure this out too.
Yeah, they look at the standings. They can figure it out. But, you know, hey, to say we didn't talk about it this week, we did. But it was about 6 seconds and then you move on. But just to make sure again that it's just a bullet point that, you know, we're at home and, you know, we control our destiny, and that's not a bad situation to be in.
Aren't weeks like this why you get into sports, why you play sports?
I always say that, but then when you're chewing your fingernails all week, Schultz, I don't know if it is a good thing, but that's why we play, and there's no question it's piquing the interest of our league and the people up in the Sioux, and of course the people in Bemidji.
Hey, I'm sure you don't want to